Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
And good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to the Carson Anderson program. Doug will be back on the day after Christmas. That'll be Friday for those keeping track at home. Lions play Thursday, Christmas Day. You hear it all right here on 97.1. But Kang and I are here with you today, along with Grumpy Cat working the phones, 248-539-9797. Same number to Texas as well, if you'd like to get through that way. Let's get back to the phones, and we've got Sean next up here, 97.1. Hey, Sean.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, so I was just calling to say, like I said, that I think everybody, these Lions fans, just need to give Pritchard, that's coordinator, a break, because when Aaron Glenn first got there, like I said, I wasn't sure he was going to make it through the second season. You know, coaches need to just come in and make themselves known, make their scam, their systems known, and get the right players in place. I mean, these guys that's there now, they may not even be the type of players that he want or need to be successful as a coordinator. You know, the Lions just, they're not as good as everybody, or all you fans want them to be. They're just not.
You mean Calvin Shepard, the defensive coordinator?
Shepard.
Yeah,
okay,
it's okay. Yeah, you said Calvin Pritchard. I'm like, oh, the, I got you. I think that they've, you know, they're going to have to grow. They're going to have to get better, and specifically guys in the defense. There's not a learning curve. I mean, if this year is over with after this week, basically, if the Lions lose on Thursday, then the season's done. And they have another game to play, literally after that. But obviously, it wouldn't be making the playoffs. They need to grow up on defense. Some of these guys have been thrown in a position, and you're expecting to see something good come out of it. And we've seen some flashes. Roy Lopez has had some flashes of being a very good defensive tackle. He's made some plays behind the line of scrimmage. It's been fun. But other guys just haven't really provided the punch you expected. I expected Lee McNeil to be a beast out there this year, and he hasn't been. I expected Tyreek Williams, the rookie, to get better as the season has gone on. I'm not sure if that's the case. And someone to emerge at the other defensive end position. We had Al-Kadeem Muhammad, who had himself a game a few weeks ago, but you know, outside of that, he's only had a couple other games where he's registered sacks. So they still are looking for that. And the secondary is a mess. And unfortunately for them, the guys that they acquired to be backups are veteran players, and it's not guys you expect to grow with this team and figure things out. Guys are signed on one year contracts. So, you know, when Terrion Arnold goes out for the year, that's a young guy you're not seeing. When Ennis Rakestraw doesn't make it out of training camp and is gone for the year, that's another young guy that you haven't seen. And these are guys that are just in their second year in the league, and they've already missed so much time. And it's my belief that, you know, guys in the secondary get hurt all the time, and once you start getting hurt, you're not going to stop getting hurt. And that's a bad precedent. If that's actually true, and not just in games I watch and things that I see with my own eyes, that's not good moving forward when you're talking about two guys that are 2 years into the league and have already suffered as many injuries as they have.
Can I say one more quick thing?
Yeah, please, go ahead.
Now, my thing, and I'm so pissed off with Dan Campbell, his wild, crazy red nose. Dan Campbell, can I ask, how many games had they won before he took over calling the offense, and how many games have they won since? I don't see the improvement. Again, let your coordinator come in, get allocated, get comfortable. Or let him go. If you think you're that dang on good or that damn good as a coach and a coordinator and a motivator and a tough guy and a rough guy, let him go. Let him go somewhere else, and you do the job. I think it's horrible the way he did offensive coordinator, and if it's me, I want out of there.
All right, thanks for the call, Sean. I appreciate it. Kane, do you remember what the game was that he took over for John Morton calling plays?
Was it after – I was right before the Commanders game, because I know the Commanders game was the first game he called.
So okay, was it after so it was the after the Vikings game. At that point, they were 5-3.
Mm-hmm.
So the first game, they beat the Commanders 44-22. They lose to Philadelphia, good team. They beat the Giants in overtime. They scored 34 points. They lose to the Packers, who they lost to earlier in the season, but they had more points. They beat the hell out of the Cowboys, scored 44. Lost to the Rams in a shootout, they scored 34. Lost to the Steelers, they scored 24, but it looked like they could have had the touchdown at the end. The offense has actually been better with Campbell, slightly better, I think, with him calling the plays. But if you look at the roster that they've had, I think the reason the one loss record isn't as good is because that's when you can look at Kirby Joseph's gone, Brian Branch is gone, Terrion Arnold is gone.
As far as Dan Campbell calling the offense, I think he's actually opened things up. Gibbs has exploded. J-Mo has finally unleashed. Because there was a time, the first half of this year, people were wondering why they gave him the contract extension. But with Dan Campbell taking over, I think he opened things up for J-Mo. So I think the offense has been fine with Dan Campbell calling the plays. As far as giving coordinators time, they don't have time for that. This team was built to win right now. Sorry, Kelvin Shepard, you don't have time for that. But when he inherited a really good roster. I know they got hurt, and that's affected a lot of things, but they don't have time for that. Maybe a couple games, maybe preseason, but otherwise, you've got to get into it by middle of the year. Same thing with John Morton. Obviously, Dan Campbell didn't like the flow of the offense or what he was seeing, so he took over. Because they don't have time to give everyone time. They got to win now. And so, look where they are now because they haven't put it together.
Yeah, and look, we've been trying to find a way to get the running game going and trying to figure out what's been wrong with it. And the players and the coaching staff will all say the same thing. It's a lack of execution. But you know, when you've got a rotating door of different players coming in, playing left guard or playing center, as the case is lately, it's going to shift things. And when you've got a left tackle who's playing hurt every single game, but he's gutting it out because you know he's a tough SOB, it sucks, man, because these guys aren't where we've seen them in the past. And the line is different. And it's feast or famine with the running game. If you look at just like the high rushers in the game on the season, you know, you had that game where he took over calling against Washington. Gibbs had 142 yards on the ground. Then against Philadelphia, he had 39. Against the Giants, he ran for over 200. And then against Green Bay, it was down to 68. And the Packers have got it down to a science on how to stop Jahmyr Gibbs. If you look at Jahmyr Gibbs' numbers against the Packers in his career, it's light years different against every other team in the league. And then against the Cowboys, they didn't have to run a ton. They scored 44 points, Goff threw for over 300, but Montgomery was your leading rusher with 60. In the last two games they've lost, Gibbs had 38 yards against the Rams to lead the team, and Montgomery had 14 to lead the Lions against the Steelers. The running game has been very inconsistent, kind of all season long, but more specifically in the last five games, it's been an issue. And it's frustrating because you see the ability of, you know, Gibbs breaks loose and he's gone. You saw that against the Giants, 219 yards on the ground. You can see that happen. You saw it even against the Steelers where Montgomery breaks through and he busts it down for 17 yards. But the team, outside of two carries, one went for 17, one went for six. The other 10 carries in the game went for -8.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
They don't have a running game right now.
It's almost like the old Barry Sanders days. Remember, Gator?
Yeah.
When, like, you want to keep feeding him the ball because every time he touches it, there's a possibility he takes it to the house. So that's why you want to keep feeding him the ball, even though there's these no yards gained or negative yards, because all he needs is a little bit of a crease. You get him to that second level, he could be gone. But they're just having problems getting him to that level. I mean, when they started the ball... Or started the, against the Steelers. They got the ball right before the 2-minute warning.
Yeah.
They did a quick draw play, just get some yards before the 2-minute warning, so make it, you know, second and, you know, short or whatever. Instead, they lost yardage.
Yeah.
They were second and 13 to start that drive after the 2-minute warning. They actually made it worse. The running game, the line of scrimmage, they're just losing that battle on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, the coach and Jared Goff himself after the game, because I was in the media room after the game listening to both of them speak. When they were talking about Kingsley Equabon, the center who had his first start of his career in that game, and both said some nice things, some encouraging things, like, you know, he did better than maybe they expected him to. But at the same time, the offensive line as a whole wasn't getting the job done in terms of opening up the holes in the running game. So there's missed assignments. There's just getting beat is one thing. Like, that's a physical act if you got beat. But missing an assignment where somebody comes in untouched, unblocked, and he enters the backfield as you're handing the ball off to the running back, that's a problem. Or if it's third down, you're in the shadow of your goalpost, and you know you don't even have time to set up and look at your first option before you're getting tackled in the end zone for safety, that's a problem. And it has to get worked out. First of all, how about this? You don't end up in the shadow of your end zone. But the way they did that is because they created a turnover. The defense did a job. They got the ball back. And unfortunately, because they didn't have a running game, they couldn't get out. Typically, you'd see them, you know, a couple of running plays and you get a first down and now you got some breathing room. You're at your own 12 or 15 yard line. That was not the case. In the game on Sunday. Let's go to Lamar. You're next up here, 97.1.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, Lamar.
Hey, yeah, I was just, you know, I've been listening to y'all and for years, and, you know, one thing that I can say this year that's different from the last 2 years with the Lions is that they division changed. So you're playing better teams, teams that then got better, you know, and not having the offensive coach to call the plays is a big difference, and then you got injuries. But the sad part is, it's funny how when the Lions are winning, it's like, yeah, you know, the Lions. And then when they lose, it's like they want to get rid of everybody. It's the coach, the water boy, the physical trainers. It's kind of, it's crazy. It's like dating a woman, and then you lose your job, and then she's like, oh, you know, this is not going to work out for us. You know, it's just,
well, give me a chance to get another
crazy
job.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But yeah. It's just, I just think, you know, they had a chance to really do something 2 years in a row last year and the year before that. But, of course, like I said, you get rid of, you know, the offensive coach.
Well, they didn't get rid of the offensive coach. Yeah, the coaches left to take head coaching jobs, so it's different.
But, I would have did the same thing. You know, it's a life, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. You know, and you look at Chicago, they're kind of playing like Detroit did, you know, 2 years in a row. You know what I'm saying? They running the ball, their defense is stepping up, and the quarterback, of course, you know, he's got a game plan, and he's not.
Yeah.
And he, to me, he's not even better than Goff. You know what I'm saying? But it's just. The way that they're coming together, you know, he's a perfect fit.
Lamar,
right now,
I think you bring up thanks for the call. I think you bring up a good point about the division. Division got better. And the Lions are 1-3 against the division. Lost both games to Green Bay. They lost the first game against Minnesota, but they beat the Bears the first time they faced them. They not only beat the Bears, they hammered the Bears. It was the second week of the year, and it was the first game after everybody's questioning what was going on with the offensive line. Remember that game against Green Bay to start the year? They couldn't block to save Jared Goff. He got sacked a bunch of times. Micah Parsons makes his debut and only plays a handful of plays, but boy, they were impactful, and Lions couldn't do anything. The following week, the Lions got their act together and totally smoked the Bears 52-21. They did it in every facet of the game. It was great. This is a different Bears team that they're going to face at the end of the season because I think the Bears are a pretty good football team. Packers are a pretty good football team. The Vikings, record-wise, are nowhere near what they were last year, and I don't think they're, as a team, they're anywhere near as good as they were last year, but they can still pose problems. I don't think it's going to be a problem for the Lions to win the game on Thursday, and I'm hopeful that the Vikings will give the Packers all they can handle and hopefully win the game at the end of the season and give the Lions a chance to make the playoffs, but we shall see. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.